Say what you were saying.
Nothing.
Because we were about to not have a podcast episode because you did not want to record.
That's not true. You always make me out like I don't want
to. Okay, what happened then? Explain to the public. They want to know.
Well, we had a lot of family functions this weekend, and that's a lot for us.
Because not this weekend. The whole week was like filled.
Because we don't have family. But we do. We do, but we don't.
We do, but we don't.
But anyways, I am exhausted. Exhausted.
What are you exhausted about, Huli?
Because there was so much we had to do, and I just can't be everywhere.
Okay, well, let's just... Oh, you're so annoying.
Anyways, so, welcome to another episode of... Where are the cameras?
Oh, that sounded so fucking fake.
It's because we're both, like, exhausted.
We are. We really are. But first of all... Congratulations.
I know, because we're going to USC.
I am so... Okay, so you sent me a message.
Okay, so...
You sent me a message while we were in Vegas with Fernando and his family.
Yeah, and he didn't fucking answer this.
I was busy. I couldn't answer the phone.
Well, you should always answer to your siblings.
But anyways, you sent me a message, a screenshot of your acceptance email.
Which I honestly haven't even... I'm still kind of in shooketh.
Okay, tell me how that shit went down. What were you doing? Who were you with? Were you alone? Were you at work? What happened?
So I applied to school previously on the Kardashians. So on the previous episode, or several other previous episodes, I mentioned that I am going back to school to get my master's degree. And I applied to one school. And that school was USC. And I didn't want to, like, I put it on the, okay, so let me give you guys a little long story short. So I applied to USC. I saw that they had a program for counseling, and it's a, ¿cómo se llama? It's an online. And I thought, holy shit, this is going to be great because I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be able to go to school and still have a job and be able to pay for my expenses. And so I applied. And so how it happened was I applied in October for... So what I thought was that October was the only day to apply to USC, that was the deadline for all cohort. It turns out that I applied too fucking soon. October was for the January one. And para aplicar para the cohort in May, el deadline es en febrero. But I had applied already in October, thinking that that was the deadline for all of them. So already there, like, I'm rushing literally in a week. Shout out Alfred for helping me in a week to get all my shit together because I was like, fuck. So I got my letters of rec. I wrote everything. I got everything done in October. This nice girl who has been helping me out from USC, like their program, she's been calling and reaching out to me like, hey, you're doing great. I need this. I need that. Whatever. So everything's been going great. And so I know that I have to create, I have to make an exam. I have to complete a CBEST, which is like a exam that you have to take in order to fully be able to participate in the program. And I haven't done that yet. Please, no one come at me. I'm still in shook mode that I'm like, oh my God, qué pedo. But anyways, llegó el lunes y me hablaron, ella me habló. And I saw her call and I was like, oh, I don't want to answer because I already know she's going to be like, hey, Judith, how are you? Have you applied for the CBEST exam? Because, you know, you got to get it done before May. And so I didn't want to answer because I was like, oh, I haven't done it. Like, I've been slacking and I'm still slacking. But anyways, so I didn't answer. and she always leaves me a voice message. So I see the voice message transcription, porque estaba todo escrito like in a text. And the first thing I saw or read was congratulations. And I was like, no way. So I'm at work. I'm in my cubicle and everyone's like already there. And it's like 9:30. No, son como las 10. So then I put the voicemail because I'm like, wait a minute, wait a minute. It's too soon. Porque ella me había dicho, you'll find out like in January, you know, if you made it or not. So I'm like, fuck. So then I put the voicemail, and as soon as I hear, hey, Judith, congratulations. You were accepted to USC to our program. I'm so excited. I was like, no way. I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And the girls at work were like, are you okay? What's going on? I was like, you guys, I made it into USC. And they're
did
like,
you cry? Did you cry?
Well, I didn't cry at my cubicle because I was like, so my heart was racing so hard. And I was like, oh, my God, I have to call Luis, of course. And the stupid bitch did not answer. So then I called and Luis didn't answer. But at this point, I was already in my car crying. And so then I called my mom and I was like, mom. And she's like, ¿qué pasó, hija? Like, se alarmó because I was already crying.
Oh, my God. Le dio chorro.
And she's like, ¿qué pasó, Judy? ¿Qué pasó? And I was like, Rosa de Guadalupe.
Bendito Dios. Oh, my God. She's going to fucking kill me.
Uh-huh. And then I was like, mamá, me aceptaron a la universidad. And she's like, ay, no llores, mamacita. No llores. Like, tú eres una reina. You, of course you were going to get in. And I was just bawling. I couldn't stop crying because I'm like, it's so crazy. Even yesterday when we were at the bar, I met some people from New York, and they are here studying at UCI. And it's crazy because, of course, they hit on, oh, like, where did you go to school? Whatever. And I was like, oh, shit, like, I'm going to go to USC. But even saying that is like, so I cannot, like, believe. I mean, I could believe it, but I can't believe it because for us in our Latino community and our Hispanic communities, when you have something like this happening in your life or anything at all, siempre tenemos ese como sentimiento de que we don't deserve it, because all we are told, or not all we are told, but the cycles that we have is you're working, and you're cool with what you have, and, you know, and especially because Luis and Ricardo didn't go to school, so I don't have that, like, that backbone of, like, hey, bro, like, what do I do next, or who do I call, or where do I start signing up for shit, you know, I don't have that, so to me, to say, like, I'm gonna go to get my master's, and I made it into USC is, like, so fulfilling, and so, I don't know, it just feels so great, and it feels like I need to be so, ¿cómo se dice? Like, I need to be hell yes me, instead of, like, oh, my God, no lo puedo creer. Well, because I'm just in shock. Like, I'm just like, oh, my God, I made it? Like, what?
But I think, and I'm going to interrupt you a little bit there, because I think that this is important, right? And this reminds me of that one time at Chico, where you went to school, that you were with a couple of friends and you all were at a bar and
crying,
and there was a bunch of white people, and I basically said to you all, no, don't feel like you don't belong. You belong, and you are the reason why our parents came to this country, and you are the reason why they made that huge sacrifice. So not only do you belong, but you need to take up space, right? You need to let people know that, yes, you're there, you belong, and you're taking up space. And how do you take up space? By being yourself. And so, yes, it's somebody just flushed the toilet, yo, because this house is super llena. Dude. I don't know if you heard it, but somebody just flushed the fucking toilet. And that was my mom flushing the toilet. And she just came in here and she's shaking her head and doing all kinds of shit.
I'm so sorry.
And she's also drunk and probably high on drugs, because that's what she sounds like. Why is she making that sound?
I can't imagine you make those.
Okay, what the fuck? Now she just sounded like an Asian woman. She might be drunk. Anyways. And now our nephew is in here. Do you want to say something? We're on the podcast.
So you're interrupting us right now.
So, yeah. Do you want to say hi?
Okay, goodbye.
No? Okay, goodbye. All right, so The thing is, I think it's important to be able to talk about these things because, yes, you do feel like, I can't believe it, when the feeling should be, I knew I was going to get in. I know I belong there and I can't wait. Well, but our imposter syndrome leads us to believe that, leads us to think and believe and say, I can't believe it.
And it's true. And I agree 110% with that. But it always resonates with me that you say that I need to take up space, which is why I made it through Chico. Not only that, but I think I really pushed myself to eliminate all those like negative thoughts and be more present and more like, you know what? Like, I fucking am 8 hours away from home. I need to make this work. I need to fucking thrive. I need to do this for myself. But yes, of course, for my parents' sacrifices, because I am sure they were not easy for them. And again, going back to USC, it's like, para nosotros cuando escuchamos USC es como que una escuela super shit, like
privada, carísima. Like,
yes, and it is, because I'm still...
How much is it?
Cooperacha, for anybody who wants to send money for books or something.
Girl, Cooperacha, you better fucking put it all out on OnlyFans. Because...
But I think the biggest thing is, I am so fucking happy. I'm so fucking proud of myself because I do not... I owe it to myself, and sometimes I'm so hard on myself that I don't realize that what I'm doing is honestly, like, little me could have never imagined this, okay? Like, it's just, it's fucking gnarly. And I'm going to tell you guys another little story. So when I was looking into schools of where to apply, it was already in my head that I wanted to go to USC because me and white schools, ¿verdad? Like... I was like, you know what? Necesito ir a una escuela donde I need to make noise, where I need to give another Latina woman, girl, that like, oh my God, she did it. And it's like me, you know, I have friends who went to USC and it's like, fuck, what a fucking baddie. Like, girl, what? You know, like that just motivated me. And I was like, you know what? If they can do it, I can do it. Anyone can fucking do it. So I love to thrift, and I went to a thrift store nearby, a local thrift store. Entre la ropa estaba, you know, looking at my shit. And I love going to the guys section because guys just have way better fucking clothes. I don't know. But,
I think women have way better clothes.
Cause you're gay. But no, I was in the guys section and I'm like looking through all the clothes, and usually I like to get like, sweatshirts when I go run or when I work out. And I fucking come across this USC sweater, and I'm like, and I'm with my friend Jen, and she's like, girl, just take it. And I was like, you know what? Yes, I'm going to take this sweater because it's probably going to be the cheapest thing that I'll ever buy at USC, like merch.
From USC.
Yeah, from USC merch, because the sweater was $3. And also, it's like a nice branded USC sweater. Like, it's nice. And I'm like, I'm going to take it because I'm going to fucking make it into USC. Like, I'm putting this out in the universe. I sent the picture to Luis and I was like, if this is not a sign that I need to apply to USC and that I'm going to get in, I don't know what is. So I bought that sweater and I have it with me. I washed it and everything. Y nunca me la he querido poner. Like, since that, nunca me la he querido poner, because I'm like, ugh, like, I don't want to, like, jinx myself. I don't know. I was just like, I'm not going to wear it until I make it in, until they tell me yes, until they tell me no. Then I'm just going to be like, fuck, all right, well, that sucks. But, you know? And on Monday when they called, I'm like, fuck. Like, it was just a moment, y'all. Like, I'm still like, oh, my God. Like, estaba temblorosa. My heart was racing. And literally the first thing I did when I got home was I took that sweater out of my fucking closet and I put it on. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to USC. Like,
but see, that goes back. What you just said, I remember this. I remember this day because you did send me that text. And I was like, girl, it's a sign. Get it. You're going to get in. But I also want to say how our cultura sometimes sets us back, right? Because that whole thing of like, I didn't want to wear it, I didn't want to jinx it, that is very cultural to us, yeah. To Latinos. Porque desde que nacemos, right? Ay, no le compres ropa todavía al bebé hasta que pases tu trimestre, hasta que esto, hasta que el otro. Ay, lo vas a salar. That is very, very Latino. Porque I always hear gringos tell their kids and tell people, fake it until you make it. How different is that dicho versus you're gonna jinx it, lo vas a salar, and already you're already putting yourself down, and already in your mind you're thinking you're not gonna make it. Y ojalá y si la hagas, ojalá and you do make it, right? We need to change that. We need to change that. And if you're weren't a believer of putting it out in the universe, like literal, everything you put out in the universe, as long as you mention it with your, like,
with your whole chest,
with your heart, and you genuinely feel it, like, the universe knows when you're genuine about something, and the universe will listen. However, the universe doesn't always respond right back. It may take some time, it may take some trial and error, but as long as you continue to let that universe know that this is what you need, this is what you want, and this is what you want to accomplish, it will happen.
And honestly, I think that after this, I am putting I'm putting it all out, y'all.
I mean, you can already do.
But no, it was honestly like, yo quería ir a esa escuela because it has literally been the only school that I have applied to. And when I applied and I sent the application, everybody was here with me. We did a prayer and everything, all fucking, like, you know us, we do prayers for everything. But it also resonated with me, que dice mi mamá que cuando pides las cosas con todo tu corazón, like, Dios te cumple las peticiones de tu corazón. And I was like, oh my God, because this same week I'm in my car and I'm driving back home from a school site that I have for work, and it all just kind of hit me. Like, it all hit me, like, I'm like, ugh, like, I'm driving the car of my dreams, I'm going to get my master's degree, like, I just turned 29. I'm fucking, you know, doing so good. I'm just, like, so proud of everything that I've done, right? That I've accomplished, that I'm reaching my goals. And I'm, like, you know, just doing everything that I wanted to do and continue wanting to do. And so it's just fucking crazy. It's crazy. And I'm just so, like, excited. I'm getting crackly. Because, yeah, I do believe that, you know, when you want something really, really bad and it's meant for you, it's because it's meant for you, and no one else is going to tell you no, and no one else. Nadie te lo va a quitar, and that should be that. So if you're going to go apply to get your master's, anybody out there listening, go get it, girl, because, or boy, or guy, or because, yeah, we need that empowerment. Jesus say yes, nobody can say no. I'm not worried about a thing, 'cause I know you are guiding me. Where you lead me, Lord, I will go. I have no fear, 'cause I know who's in control. There's no limit to what you can do, 'cause it all belongs to you. Yes, it all belongs to you.
Yes, I agree with everything you said, but I also don't want to diminish the fact that you just didn't wake up and by a miracle this happened. Like, te partiste tu madre, sufriste hambre, pasaste hambre en Chico, which you didn't tell us until you came back, and you had to do what you had to do to be able to get that degree. So it's not by chance that this is happening either. You've put in the hard work, and along with the hard work and putting it out in the universe and really wanting something so bad with your heart, it all is the perfect formula for success. Así que congratulations, because you've done a lot.
We're going to UNC. But also, I also said, and I put this out in the universe, I didn't have my bachelor's graduation ceremony. I didn't even fucking walk. I had it over a PowerPoint. It wasn't even live. That shit was so whack. So in 2 years, everyone, when we're fucking about to graduate and get my master's, I already told Luis this, so it better fucking happen. I'm putting it out there, bitch. But I said, I am going to get my master's because I didn't get a fucking graduation and I want to get this graduation that I fucking deserve. But y'all better have fucking banda outside or fucking go get Los Tigres del Norte. I don't know what you need to pull
okay,
some
girl.
Strings.
Okay, girl. You need to calm down a little
actually,
bit.
Actually, no. You know what would be badass? Las Angelinas.
Yes.
If you're listening, En dos años, yeah, banda las angelinas en dos años, please.
We need you at USC. And also, remember that video we did for during la pandemia when you graduated?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go to a graduation. And obviously, I was hoping for my siblings. But I wanted to go to a graduation from somebody that was near and dear to my heart and really take cazuelas and matracas and do all that noise. And I don't care if they don't let me, but we are going to be making all that noise.
We're
going to
get kicked out.
Yes, we're bringing the comales, we're bringing the cazuelas, we're bringing las cucharas de ¿cómo se llama? De madera, and we're making noise. We're definitely going to make noise. Así que we're so excited. Congratulations, Judy. That's awesome.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I start next year, y'all. So, whoever wants to send me a cooperacha for a new desk, because literally as soon as I got home from Chico, I was like, I'm never going to need this desk, and I fucking sold it. But anyways, what's going on with you, Globitos? I see you wearing your pink shirt.
I know. We went. Donna and I went to go merchandise the stores today.
Which, sorry to interrupt you, but Luis was gone the whole fucking week.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say this because I truly did feel it genuinely in my heart. But I was like, when the fuck? He usually leaves for like 2 days or three at most. He never leaves for a whole fucking world tour and shit. But I was like, I literally called him on Wednesday and I was like, wait, where the fuck are you? And he's like, I'm not coming back until Saturday. So I really miss you. It was like, it was one of those things where like, I didn't have anybody to like, you know, talk shit with. So, but you haven't really told me what happened, what went down. So what's going
okay,
out?
So much went down that we might have to do a second episode because we're doing a quick 30 minutes. But so Fernando's family came down, right? His aunt, his mom, and his 93-year-old grandmother. And so they came down for Thanksgiving. We were all here. And I was happy that they came down for Thanksgiving because... well, hold on. I'm going to get to the... part because Fernando doesn't live with his family and we have this opportunity to live with ours, right? So we're constantly dealing with mom, with dad, with Red.
I was gonna say baby boo you because I'm still under the 30,
so
but no you're
yeah no we're so blessed to
yeah,
be able
we
to
are.
Hang out with our family and even more blessed that we actually do get along, which is fucking amazing. And so Fernando doesn't have that, right? Because he's here all year and his mom and his grandmother are in Miami. So so after Thanksgiving, this house was fucking chaotic AF for like 2 days because, as you heard in the last episode, our prima was here with her little Tasmanian devil.
Which, by the way, our last episode, Melissa could not stop laughing. She was like, you guys are fucking...
fucked up, I'm sure. And so came Sunday, we actually drove to Vegas. And so we went to Vegas. And let me just say, like, dealing with in-laws when your in-laws are not, like... I don't even know how to say this. But la mamá de Fernando is just... has no common sense. And I'm not just shit talking because I think at some point in the next couple of months, I need to have a conversation with him about this because I was truly fucking floored. The grandmother is 93 years old. she should not be outside in cold-ass weather. Yet the mom wanted to go out and take pictures like it was her first time in Las Vegas. Mind you, every time she comes out here, I feel like we always go to Vegas, one. And two, she lived in Vegas for a while. So I'm like, how do you not care about your mom's well-being? She's 93 years old. She can easily get sick. Like, that could lead to pneumonia or whatever the fuck it's called.
Pulmonia.
Like, I felt like I was more worried. And I kept on throwing hints. And, you know, it was too much. But I've never seen that part of her until now. And I'm glad that we don't live together, because we would absolutely, like, hate each other or...
I mean, but at some point you guys did live together.
Well, we did. But she wasn't like the way she is now, although she did try to cook at the house for everyone. She did try to move shit around. And I basically put a stop to that. And I told Fernando, hey, listen, this is our house. Like, if your mom wants to, like, decorate, like, she can do that in her fucking room and decorate whatever the fuck she wants. But outside of that, like, it's our house. You need to tell her not to move shit around, one. And if she wants to cook, she needs to cook for herself. I get it. And it's nice that she wants to cook for all of us. But what if she cooks something that I don't like? Now I'm going to look like the asshole because... now I'm having to cook something different and I'm not going to eat her food. I don't want to put her in that situation. And so Fernando understood that and we talked about it. But like right now, this whole trip was just chaotic in that sense. And the grandma actually ended up getting sick. She got sick. She got a cold because la mama Fernando got a cold first. Then se la pasó a ella, and she still wanted to go out, and I had to, like, set my foot down, and I was like, hey, listen, we can't go out. Your mom is sick, and she could get sicker. And she just looked at me like, what? But Fernando no le pone un alto. And I feel like you've seen me, and you,
yeah.
No me vas a dejar mentir. Whenever my mom gets like that, with, like, my sister-in-law, I always tell my mom, you need to calm the fuck down. Like, you need to not budge in. You need to not fucking give opinions where opinions are not asked for, because I feel like that's annoying as fuck. And la mamá de Fernando doesn't do that with us. She doesn't, like, no se mete with, like, oh, you should do this, you should do that. But I was just thinking in my head, like, where's your common sense? Where is your common sense? And then there was another incident where the grandmother got diarrhea.
She still does.
And so she wanted to continue to go walk down Palm Springs, like, Boulevard, because we after Vegas went to Palm Springs. And I'm like, I think we need to go back to the hotel, because if she gets the runs, like, where the fuck are we going to run to? One, two, she's in a wheelchair. Like, there's a possibility of it being messy, right? So then we had to go buy diapers, and we went back to the hotel room, and she stayed there for a little bit. And it was just, I could not believe it. I honestly could not believe it. And again, I'm not talking shit. This is a conversation that I need to have with my partner, and I need to be like, hey, listen, like, I don't understand how this didn't translate, one. And two, like, why didn't you say anything? Do you think that this was the right thing to do? Because your grandmother, like, it was funny because when we arrived on Saturday, my dad saludó a la abuelita. And my dad jokingly was like, I'm going to Vegas tomorrow. Do you want to come?
Yeah, he was like, do you want to come?
And she was like, yes.
Yeah.
Because she's like a little kid right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you literally, you cannot ask her because she's going to say yes.
Yeah.
Like, if you tell her, do you want to jump off the plane with me? She's going to say yes. And so this is, I don't know how many of you listeners are dealing with, like, elderly folks, but, like, there comes a point where you need to make decisions for them and you need to, like, rationalize them, right? So when we were driving from Las Vegas to Palm Springs, we Waze took us through like the back where there was like two lanes, one going and one coming. And I was like, holy fuck, I don't want to get caught here at night because if si nos poncho una llanta or whatever, where do we go? And it's pitch dark. So we just stopped at like this gas station and we bought like pendejadas, right? Just to munch on because también me estaba quedando dormido, like not quedando dormido, but like I was getting tired. And they bought coffee. We bought some water, some soda, some chips. And the mom bought like muffins. And so the grandmother wanted a muffin and she was like, no, don't give her a muffin because it's too sugary, whatever. Okay, cool. So the next morning, we got up, we go have breakfast. And I was like, how did you guys sleep well? How did your mom sleep? And she was like, she slept well. I gave her a muffin. And I was like, at that point, I had had it. And I was like, excuse me? Didn't you just say yesterday that you couldn't give her a muffin because it was too sugary and it would be bad for her? Yet you gave her a muffin last night. Why did you give her a muffin?
Not the muffin.
And Fernando was like, he looked at me like, oh, fuck. This is like the first time like...
That you say something.
That I say something.
Or call her out.
And the mom also looked shooked. Like, not this bitch fucking calling me out. And the sister was like, also like, whoa. And I was just like, well, I'm saying because yesterday you didn't want to give her a muffin. And now you're literally giving her a muffin, which you know is going to make her sick. Why would you do that? I don't understand. And she didn't say anything because she just was caught in the lie, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, dealing with the in-laws is so difficult, and I guess...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I mean, it's common sense to us, and I think that's very frustrating that it's common sense to us. For example, we've never had our grandparents, but if we did, we wouldn't want to have our grandparents out and about at 93, because it's like... we wouldn't be selfish enough to be like, oh, I'm in the way.
I don't... See, that's the other thing that I'm having trouble with right now. Because we don't have grandparents, we don't know what it feels like to want to give them the world, right? Because I know that, bless you, I know, just let it out, girl, because otherwise it's going to come out of that ass.
Stupid.
So we don't know what that feels like. So I don't know that maybe Fernando in his head, he's thinking, this could be the very last trip and I want her to enjoy it as much as possible, right? Like, we don't know that. So for us, yes, that's common sense. But I don't know that if we did have that bond, right? That long love of ages and life y la chingada, that maybe... makes us do stupid things. Yeah,
but also let's think about it. Would we do that with our parents? We love our parents, fucking.
But it's different. The love for our grandparent versus a parent has to be different.
But the concept is the same, though.
No.
The concept of if our parents, I hope, make it to 93, like, we love them very much and we want to give them the world. I wouldn't want to take my 93-year-old mom out.
Yeah, but Fernando's mom is also a senior. So,
yeah,
but right now that's what we're thinking. But as people grow older, they become stuck in their ways, you know? So like even my dad sometimes doesn't want to fucking go out, all of us in familia, because he's worried about the fucking dogs. That's like, wait, are you serious?
Not the dogs.
Like, you're trying to not have an everlasting memory because of the fucking dogs? And I'm sorry for those of you that are dog animals.
Toby le va a ayudar a cruzar el río, Luis.
Y a mí nadie me va a ayudar, clearly.
You're fucking drowning, bitch.
But, so anyways, there's just so much to unpack that I need to have a conversation with him. And I need to be like, look, I'm going to tell you something. I know it's going to hurt your feelings. And I know you're probably going to get pissed at me. But I need to let you know how all of this shit went down and how it made me feel. Because, one, I don't ever want to deal with that again. Like, I know they're your parents. And you're more than welcome to tell me, too. I don't want to hang out with your parents. But if my parents made you feel the way your mom made me feel, I hope you fucking let me know, because I will put a fucking stop quicker than quick. Quicker than this quick.
And Luis will. Luis is very fucking blunt.
Like, so I do expect that from Fernando. And then if you don't see an issue with it, then guess what? Next time you guys go out, you go out on your own with your family. Because
is that,
it's your family, but I'm not putting myself through that shit.
So let me tell you guys that Luis, it came back very fucking like just... You could tell on his face that he had the best time of his life for a week in his world tour. But we had a family function yesterday, and this is family in quote-unquote family because it's not blood-related, but it's family, paisanos de mi papá, that they grew up here and they came here, right? And so we never hang out with them. And yesterday happened to be one of the cousins' 40th birthday, which grew up with Luis. And mind you, nosotros nunca vamos a esos family functions because it's just like, you know, whatever. But I could tell Luis just needed to get out of the fucking house because, I mean...
Hasta una pinche piñeta, un torito me diseñé. Yeah,
because I mean, also because I think you wanted to be there, show some love for our cousin, which,
yeah,
you know...
Yeah, because I never go. Because
we never... Yeah, Luis
and just... And they always never, ask for me.
Stupid though. But anyways, he was like ready to fucking go. I had a wedding to go to yesterday and I ditched it because I was like, oh my God, everybody is literally like wanting to go to this. I need to go to this now. But that was also a very, very, very like fun moment because we don't come around those people a lot, our family, like our primos. And just to see them all grown up and then to see.
With kids,
yeah, like it was just, it was a lot, but it was also very nice because I'm like, oh man, like we grew up with these people. Like,
I know, but honestly, it was also traumatizante because I was like, damn, Juan, our cousin looks a little beat up.
And ay, Luis. Luis todo pinche William Levy.
No, well, that's what I'm saying. I asked you. I was like, wait, do I look like that?
Well, fucking, Luis, I'm your sister. I'm not going to say Luis.
Well, you better fucking tell me.
Well, I always tell you, Luis, that you're 50.
You bitch. Is that why you tell me you're 50? Because I look 50?
You look 60, but I'll give you...
That's it. This episode is over.
But no, it was nice. And are you going to share what happened in the week?
Oh, yes.
Because we out here.
Just so much happened. This was only supposed to be a 30-minute.
Well, you're going to have to fucking edit it.
So while I was out there, I had like a third, fourth job interview. And I got the offer letter. I got the job offer. But... it was very bittersweet because for those of you who have been following and hearing the episodes, you know that I've been applying to hundreds and hundreds of jobs and no one has called. And I had to, at some point, apply to lower positions that I know that I'm overqualified. And so when I had a job, I had an interview with the HR department. I've never had an interview with the HR department. The HR department basically is always like, reviews the resume, reviews the position, and is like, yes, this looks good, blah, blah, blah. And they leave it to the people that are hiring, right? The supervisors, the whatever, to say, yes, this is the candidate I want. This was the first time in my life that I had a job interview with the HR department. And what they wanted to know was this. I'm looking at your resume. This is what they told me. I'm looking at your resume and I'm curious to know why you're applying to this position, which is way below your experience. And it is way below what you could be getting paid. And obviamente les di una historia.
De la Rosa de Guadalupe.
Shut the fuck up.
Horrible.
But, like, that was, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy because obviously I need the money. And I know that I'm going to be able to help my partner, right? He's no longer going to have to pay the rent and the car and the everything, right? Which he does. But something inside me just felt like... I don't even know how to explain it. Like, I felt sad, but I felt like a fire lit up under my ass kind of thing. Like
what?
Like, I felt como...
Not the nutcracker.
It felt como, okay, now con más gusto I'm going and I'm going to merchandise. And I know that we're going to get this off the ground and we're going to continue to get Globitos in there. We're going to be in more stores and we're going to be in Dollar General and we're going to be in Dollar Tree. Like, and I know that this is a moment in time where I came across a TikTok and it said something about, I came across two TikToks that both resonated very much. The first one was, how to know who your true friends are is by being broke and not having to offer them anything. And that's who you know who your real friends are.
Most of your friends are not really your friends. They're just along for the ride when it's fun, when it's convenient, when you're winning, when it's valuable to be there, and they're gone when it's none of those things. And the real people in your life are the people who are there when it's none of those things, when you have nothing to offer them in return, and they're still there showing up right next to you. And those are your darkest hour friends, and those may be going to be five of those people in your life, maybe 10 if you're really, really lucky. And your entire goal in life should be to cherish those people.
And I was like, oh my God, I have three real friends. That's all I have. Three real fucking friends.
Oh, baby.
And then the other TikTok.
Kasame.
And then the other TikTok was how to know whether you're serious about a dream of yours. If you're willing to sacrifice everything for that dream. If you're willing to sacrifice and not care what other people say or think. And I'm like, oh my God, I've been doing that. Like, I believe that I believed in this dream, but hearing that message was like, you're on the right track. Because listen, I'm a 41-year-old man.
Virgin.
Oh, hell no. let's not sacrifice too much. Let's not go that far. But I'm a 41-year-old man with a partner living in their parents' home. I sometimes don't have enough money to pay my bills. Sometimes, you know, I want to do other things, but we don't have enough money for it. Obviously, Fernando sacrifices a lot as well. He works long hours. And I'm like, okay, this is the time, Luis. This is the time. This is your time. I always thought that my 30s were going to be the best years of my life. And in reality, they ended up being the hardest. And now that I'm 41, I'm like, if this would have happened back then, if this opportunity of the 99 cent store would have happened when I was younger, I probably would not have appreciated it as much as I am about to appreciate it, because I know that this is just the beginning and this is the door for bigger, better things. And so todas estas cosas, I feel, have prepared me for what's to come. And I'm really excited because, don't get me wrong, because I know that it sounds like I'm ungrateful that I got this job. I am beyond grateful. I am so grateful. And as I take a step back and look at things, I'm like, you started the year really bad. You started the year thinking, you know, fuck, now what? And obviamente todavía tengo deudas y tengo all these other things, right? Pero we're ending the year with a bang. We have the Globitos inside the 99 cent store. That's going to continue to flourish. We're ordering more product. We're like, you know, all those things are great. But I know that every single cent that comes into the business needs to be put back into the business so we can continue to grow. So I am beyond grateful for this position, even though it only pays $55,000. And I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I know that sounds horrible because some people listening may not be getting that. But when you come from like a six-figure salary to like 55, that's almost nothing. However, I know that those $55,000 are going to make such a huge impact in Fernando's life and in my life. And not only our lives, but here as a whole, because my dad doesn't charge us a lot for rent. And so now I was telling Judith, my goal is to pay half of the mortgage for this house and to be able to pay the car and be able to pay the insurance, which, by the way, it's on the 16th. And to be able to pay for all these other things. And it doesn't matter that I don't have money left over for, like, stupid shit, pendejadas, like fucking drinking and going to the bars. And, you know, it doesn't matter because that will come. And when it comes, not only am I going to be able to enjoy it, but my whole family is going to be able to enjoy it.
It's gonna happen. It's already put out in the universe, and you're already doing great. Like, the sacrifice is going to mean absolutely the world to you next year. Like, next year, everybody, it's game over. We're gonna fucking, I mean, it's amazing that our family, honestly, like, todos estamos, like, we have a roof over our head, we have food, we're healthy, you know. And it's crazy because all of us are going through something really big and important in our lives right now. Like, we're ending the year so, like, fuck yes. Like, it's been a weird up and down year, but the end of it is literally we're ending with, like, a fucking bang. And it's just so cool to see all of us, you know, going through something super important in our lives that right now it's like, oh my God, like, for you it's like, you know, you're sacrificing a lot, and maybe right now you're like, oh my God, like, what if, right? What if? But when we listen to this episode next year, we're gonna be like, oh my God, like, what the heck.
But you know what's even more amazing is that this office is literally like 15 minutes away from the house, and I get to work from home 3 days out of the week, which will give me enough time to jump on that vehicle and go in merchandise. And I was telling this to Donna. I was like, wait, this is like heaven sent. It's heaven sent. It literally is heaven sent until we make our first fucking million. And the universe is listening. And I know that we can make our first million next year at some point before the end of the year. And I can't wait for that. I cannot wait for that because, yeah, it's going to be 1 million for all of us.
That's gonna be amazing. But
anyways, all that shit happens out here in fucking a week.
You need to end this episode with the song que dice yo solo quiero.
Oh my God, that is the one song I was thinking about. The mi primer millón.
Yeah. My God, you guys, this is so amazing. I hope everybody is like thriving out there. And
if you're not,
like, I think sometimes we're so hard on ourselves and we don't believe that it only gets better, when truly it really does fucking get better. Like, everything always happens for a reason, and you just need to believe in it. And anything that you're going through and whatever you're doing, like, I'm guilty of this. I feel que a veces no soy merecedora, but I truly am, because we're getting all these things happening to us where God is literally saying, like, yes, you fucking are, you dumb bitch.
And yeah, and I know that this sounds corny as fuck, but even if you're not going through the best time right now, and even if it's the worst of times, you know, you need to learn something from those times. Because me, this year was the worst. I've never felt so depressed, so down on myself. And that's the whole reason why I don't show my face in the DI way, because I've been, you know, I gained weight again. I don't feel great. And I was telling Donna, you know what? This job is a blessing because I don't get to drive far. I'm not gonna waste money on gas. And all of my clients are in the East Coast. So guess what, baby? I have to wake up at 7 a.m. And we just came back from Palm Springs, where we saw a lot of gay retired people. And I was like, that's how I want to fucking look when I'm 60 years old. Así que I already told Fernando, we're going to go to sleep early. We're going to wake up at 5:30. We're going to go at least caminar, have breakfast, and change our lifestyle. So I think that this job may not be paying me what I deserve, as the HR manager so eloquently put it, but it's paying me in health. It's paying me in positive, ¿cómo se llama? Positive habits, because I'm going to have to wake up early as fuck.
You fucking better, you bitch. But I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of us. I am honestly so grateful, so thankful for our support system and people who don't even know us, who support us.
Yes,
and
thank you.
And people who do that are not family related, like our friends. And again, y'all know who you are.
We appreciate you, Lashes. You know who you is.
But no, we really do appreciate all of you. And it's okay to end up with three friends, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, like, that's all it is. Like, your circle gets smaller, your ass gets fatter.
I wish.
But I am so proud of you, and I love you very much. And I think
too.
That you're doing amazing. And
we're doing amazing.
And I think the sacrifices are definitely going to pay off next year. Mark our words. We're putting this out in the universe. Next year, y'all, we're going to have a meet and greet. And we're going to have...
With all three of you, but yeah, we're going to have it in Cancun.
No, but like... Honestly, hopefully...
Okay, maybe not Cancun, because you're going to come back and fucking hold us accountable. Pero sí a Tijuana.
But hoping that, you know, next year you have fucking Mexico tours, and hoping that you listening to our podcast, you fucking go to this, because it's fucking the most amazing experience ever. But also that if you're listening to us, you find it in your heart to know that you, you know... Send us your good vibras, as we are sending you all the fucking best vibras out there, because everybody should be thriving. Our community should be thriving. We should be happy for our community and all the successes that are out there. Yes, we need to support each other.
All right. Well, you know where to find me at _Diagwe on TikTok and on Instagram.
Luna just turned around like, when is this fucking bitch gonna shut up?
Ito?
And you can find me at 15.
At Indio. You can find her at Indio.
Shut up.
Every other day.
Shut up.
Starting on Tuesday.
But anyways, thank you for listening.
Yo solo quiero pegar en la radio para ganar mi primer millón. Para comprarte una casa grande en donde quepa tu corazón. Yo solo quiero que la gente cante por todos lados esta canción. De Guayaquil a Santo Domingo, desde Tijuana hasta Salvador. Donde quepa tu corazón.